Today is the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle to be read for today's Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Galatians, chapter 3. Brethren, to Abraham were the promises made, and to his seed he saith not, and to his seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Christ. Now this I say, that the testament, which was confirmed by God, the law which was made after 430 years, doth not annul, so as to make void the promise. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Why then was the law? It was set because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom he made the promise, being ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not of one, but God is one. Was the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law given which could give life, verily justice should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath included all under sin, that the promise by the faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 17. At that time, as Jesus was going to Jerusalem, he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered into a certain town, there met him ten men that were lepers, who stood afar off and lifted up their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Whom when he saw, he said, Go, show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were made clean. And one of them, when he saw that he was made clean, went back with a loud voice, glorifying God, and he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. And this was a Samaritan. And Jesus, answering, said, Were not 10 made clean, and where are the 9? There is no one found to return to give glory to God but this stranger. And he said to him, Arise, go thy way, for thy faith hath made thee whole. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. And he fell on his face before his feet, giving thanks. Words taken from today's gospel, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you about a letter and gratitude to God in the midst of war. The letter was written by Father William Doyle on August 10th in the year 1917. Father Doyle was an Irish Catholic Jesuit priest who served as chaplain in the British Army on the front lines of battle during World War I. He wrote a number of letters to his father and others which often described how war, as gruesome as it is with all its untold suffering and death, can nonetheless often bring out the best in people. And thus, in this letter of August 10th, 1917, Father Doyle describes the gratitude of God wonderfully expressed by wounded and dying British and Irish soldiers. A sad morning, he begins, as casualties were heavy and many men came in dreadfully wounded. One man was the bravest I ever met. He was in a dreadful agony, for both legs had been blown off at the knee, but never a complaint fell from his lips. Thank God, Father, he said to me, I am able to stick it out to the end. And by these words, the lad meant, I am still alive. God bless you, Father, he said, as I left him to attend a dying man. As I knelt down beside this man, he opened his eyes. Ah, Father Doyle, he whispered, and then motioned to me to bend down towards him. As I did so, he put his two arms around my neck. It was all the poor fellow could do to show his gratitude that he had not been left to die alone on the battlefield, and that he would have the consolation of receiving absolution for his sins before he died and the last sacraments before he went to God. Sitting a little way off from him, I saw a hideous, bleeding object, a man whose face had been smashed by a shell. Both his eyes had been torn out. His face was completely disfigured. He raised his head as I spoke to him. "Is that the priest? Is that you, Father Doyle?" he asked. "Thank God, I know I will be all right now." "I took his blood-covered hands into mine," wrote Father Doyle. "Then I searched his face for some whole spot on which I could anoint him. After seeing him, I think I know better now why Pontius Pilate had to say to the Jews, 'Behold the man,' when he showed the scourged and disfigured Christ to the people." Among the last words recorded by Father Doyle in this letter are these: "In the afternoon, while going about on my rounds, I was forced to take shelter in a dugout of a young officer belonging to another regiment. He was a Catholic from Dublin. He had just been married 1 month. Was this a chance visit, or did God send me there to prepare him for death? For I had not been there long when a shell burst, exploded, and killed him. I anointed him, I carried his body out the next day, and I buried him in a shell hole. And once again, I thanked God who had shielded me from this young officer's fate." Father Doyle himself was actually killed 6 days after this, August 16, 1917, in the midst of a raging battle. Father Doyle was killed, so that this is most likely the last letter that he sent to his father. Now, today's gospel, my dear friends, presents us with that familiar passage of our Lord meeting the 10 lepers as he passed through Samaria. He healed all 10 from their leprosy, but how only one man returned to thank him. "And he fell on his face before his feet," we read in the gospel, "giving thanks." The message then of today's gospel is a message about gratitude. It is a message about the obligation we especially have of giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God for all our spiritual, our temporal, and our material blessings and favors that He bestows upon us. I am confident that everyone here this morning is thankful to God when all is said and done. But how often, my dear friends, do we express ingratitude to God? I'm not here talking about failure to say thank you for a favor or favors received. Rather, I'm speaking about having a complaining spirit and expressing it by words or actions. When we complain about difficulties that arise in the course of our day, when things go wrong, when things don't go the way we want them to go, when things are contrary to what we want, when things are hard, whether it's suffering from some kind of sickness or bodily pain, or it's difficulties in our home or at work, or it's a tragedy in our life, such as the death of a loved one, or it's something so insignificant as when perhaps we are made to wait. We have to wait in line, or we have to just wait for something we want. Understand that when we give in to a complaining spirit about these and other such crosses and trials, we are expressing ingratitude to God. We are expressing ingratitude to God and His all-pervading divine providence, by which nothing can happen to us except at least God allow it to happen. Understand, my dear friends, and take to heart that when we are given to unreasonable sadness and complaining, it's as if we were saying to God Almighty, who is infinite wisdom, who knows all things and knows all possible things, it's as if we were saying to Him, "You have no right to do this to me. Or how can you have me suffer this? Why are you doing this to me?" Furthermore, when we freely choose to sin, or we choose to act on account of our pride or our self-will, God is not required to work a miracle to prevent the consequences of our free actions. However, on account of His infinite goodness, on account of His infinite mercy and love for us, God will always bring good from our evil if we are humble and patient. In the midst of the brutality of war, while enduring most painful and excruciating battle wounds and even moments before death, how, as Father Doyle related, how uncomplaining, how grateful to God were those soldiers. My dear friends, on the battlefield of life, on account of our fallen human nature, we are so easily moved to complain and become impatient with the cross and with the trials of life, that God in His infinite goodness wills for us, or at least permits to happen. But how, on the battlefield of life, we must ever strive to act against a complaining spirit by daily fostering a spirit of gratitude to God, and this especially by a spirit of patient resignation to God's will. Ever grateful for both the temporal and material blessings of life, as well as the graces and the crosses and trials that God sends us. Because He never sends a cross, He never allows a trial, except it be for our sanctification and for our eternal salvation. May the most blessed Virgin Mary, who perfectly embraced both the joys of Bethlehem and the sorrows of Calvary, may she obtain for us the grace to bless God always in both times of joy and times of sorrow and suffering. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.